is wacky. That's the long version of Light My Fire by the Doors. 7 minutes and 3 seconds. You can get in trouble doing that, and I'm sure we have. And we welcome, I guess, you're the best friend Wacky ever had. Gary Burbank is here in the studio.
We used to play that song, and you'd get really bent out of shape if we played the long version. We played the long version when it was
well, we had 18 minutes of and other times.
Yeah,
we had 18
yeah.
minutes of commercials, an hour yeah. to play.
If you want to go sit in the alley in the back of Wacky downtown, you'd have a cigarette.
That's right.
You know, you'd put on Light My Fire, the long version.
You know, the thing is that for those who listened to Wack in the 70s, Gary Burbank is no stranger. Gary Burbank was on this time slot in the afternoon.
Yeah, 3 to 6.
Three to seven.
Yeah, it was a four-hour thing, yeah.
Was it four?
I think I whined enough. I think the last year I got three.
You got three.
Yeah,
you know.
It was very tough sitting back listening to records for 3 hours.
You know, working hard has its privileges.
Oh, yeah.
But Gary, for those of you who were not around then, Wacky was around then, Gary and I were colleagues. And then Gary went on from Louisville and spent, 25 years at WLW in Cincinnati?
Yeah, 27, something like that, yeah. I had to be close to here because Carol's folks are from Louisville.
Carol, your wife.
And, yeah, so I knew I needed to be in the neighborhood, and so I found this gig pretty close.
But you know, the thing about it is that Cincinnati appreciates good radio. Louisville appreciates good radio.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
You can't say that for a lot of other cities. You just can't.
You'd never say it for Rooster Poot, Arkansas.
No.
They never appreciated good radio.
And the Roosters,
not that they ever had
the
any.
Roosters do poot in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about the book today, and this book, now you've not written this book. This is the book that...
They came to me, Greg Horde and the publishers, Orange Frazier, came to me and said, we'd like to do a book about you. I said, well, why? And they started giving me these reasons, and I kept thinking, there's no bad guy. I need a bad guy in my life. And I thought, well, maybe I'm the bad guy. I had to overcome myself, and you know that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm pretty much a flake. And how many times on the way down here did I lose my cell phone and call you to tell you that I lost it? Well, what are you talking on? Oh, I got it.
Yeah. But the thing is that nothing's changed.
No, not really. My hair's a little grayer, I think. You know?
Yeah, well, aren't we all? And less of
and your ponytail's a little longer.
I got a little ponytail.
Yeah, it's kind of cool looking.
It's a bet.
I came in here, but I hugged you. I almost had to give you a little kiss on the cheek.
Maybe I should have called off
should
the bet
wear,
last night.
You ought to be wearing a brooch, too.
In the book, we'll talk about this a lot without giving a book away, but in the book, it points out that you have always been a musician.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
And most people don't realize that because of all these other characters that you've created.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Gary Burbank may be retired, but Earl Pitts didn't retire.
No, Earl Pitts American is still about 200 on about 200 stations across the country, and I played music. I was with even in the Army. I was a musician. Then I was with the Marquise.
And you still pick guitar now?
Yeah, we have a band again. It's called Blue Run, and we're, in fact, just finishing up a CD. You'd think I'd get tired of this by now. But music has always been close to me.
I don't know that you ever exploited the music end of it when you were in radio. Really, I mean, you're always a musician.
No, I never did. When I was in radio, I was in radio. And then, but if you notice, remember how at Wacky, I always hung out with musicians. Denny Lyle and
absolutely.
Ron Reed, guys like that,
late,
you know.
Great Denny Lyle.
Oh, yeah. And I played Denny's song, Hear the Bang. Remember that song,
yeah.
Hear the Bang? And you said, what are you playing? I said, I can bring one from home. I never said that. I thought you did. But you liked the song so much we played it, but it wasn't out yet. And you said,
right.
You shouldn't do that because everyone wanted to buy it, and they couldn't buy it. And by the time they could buy it, we had to get off of it.
Two things people may not know. We're going to play a song. You were a drummer in this group at one time.
See, in high school, Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper, you know, the Blues Brothers,
in Memphis,
right?
In Memphis, Gary's a native
of Memphis. And we were all, you know, playing music. And then when I got out of the Army, I was astonished to find out they were the Marquise.
Yeah.
And so I kicked around a little bit and got with the band. Right after that,
I've got another musical surprise later on that I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay. Oh, no.
You've probably forgotten all about.
Okay.
But it's about you and a musician. Now we're talking about this song, and it's a group called the Marquise. Big song, 1961. Gary Burbank was a drummer in this band. WAKY. Well, that would be the Marquise, and Gary Burbank was a drummer in that group. And Gary's our in-studio guest. We're going to take a break and talk about the book, but not give anything away.
Well, you can, because, I mean, we both know how it ends. Everyone kind of knows how it ends.
Well,
it ends with me getting killed on the air.
that really happened.
We had to shut all the... We'd have to tell that story sometime.
Well, we need to tell it this afternoon if you want to.
Right,
well, about your last day on the air at Wacky. All that and more.
Join Wacky Radio and White Castle at the Monarch's Trick or Beat Party on Halloween night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. at the In Place Hotel, Hurstbourne Lane at I-64, formerly the Clarion. Proceeds from this big party benefit YMCA Safe Place Services, and you can get your tickets for all the fun at White Castle locations in the Wacky listening area. Get yours and party with the Wacky Jocks. Enjoy the music of the Monarchs and eat all the White Castles and onion rings you want. To find out more, log on to WAKY1035.com.
It is really busy out there. Again, a sloppy, sloppy rush hour. This update is brought to you by Carfax. We've had a crash 64 west between Blankenbaker and Hurstbourne Parkway. The vehicles, for the most part, are off the sides of the interstate. You're waiting for a couple of wreckers.
1 mile west of I-65 on the Outer Loop in Louisville.
And Wacky Kentucky had a weather, including Pee Wee Valley, Middletown, and Jeff. 80% chance of rain today, 70 tomorrow for the Wacky Weekend. Slight chance of Saturday rain, fair Sunday, 51, 34, now 52, WAKY.
Education for schoolers had to be called off today when two of the visual aides eloped. First graders were shocked because the two men hardly knew each other.
WAKY.
Iron Butterfly time is 9:05 o'clock on the Gary Burbank.
Get the ring.
Ability. And now here's today's weather word.
Barometer.
It's 56 degrees outside. We expect some snow possibly tomorrow. The grassroots. The grassroots, that is a fat song. It's 6:05 WAKY, Iron Butterfly time.
WAKY.
On the Garage Program.
5 years ago today.
Cowboy, you got a dedication. Yours is operator. 589-9235. Call us up, let us know what you want. Get your hands off.
And touch you.
You lobster, come on.
I beat you.
Wow.
I must have been a lot younger then. I don't move that fast no more.
Gary Burbank. That's some kind of radio, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun, man, doing that kind of stuff.
It was indeed. And the funny thing is, you carry on a conversation with yourself.
Yeah, I still kind of do that.
But Voices in My Head. The
Voices
title
in
of
My
the
Head
book.
Is the book. And that's I guess that's where it came from. It's like I do it all the time now. I can be sitting at the breakfast table having a perfectly good conversation, and Carol gets up, and she's a J-Town graduate, by the way, for All-American cheerleader.
J-Town Charger.
Yeah, you got it. And Carol was looking at me across the table. What are you doing? I said, we've been married 30 years now. I've been doing this every day. I'm practicing.
There you go. Now the book... How did this book come about? They wanted
to do a book, and I said, that's cool. But I wasn't sure about who would write the book, and I had read a Greg Horde book, and I said, I won't write the book. They said, well, you'd be the author with Greg Horde. I said, I won't be the author. I'll tell him some stories. And
Very smart. That's very perceptive.
Well, because I'm not an author, and they could have put my name as the author, but you wouldn't have believed it. You know me.
That is true. I know.
If I was the author, it would have been a 3-page book. And we have a good punchline at the end, maybe.
Now, you and I had dinner up in Cincinnati. You live in Northern Kentucky. We had dinner in Cincinnati with a former colleague, Lee Masters, maybe 6-8 weeks ago.
Lee Masters, if you remember, Lee was he came on Afternoon Drive after I left.
Yeah. After you left,
but he'd been in town before then.
Yeah.
He now lives next door to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's the guy that started the E Television Network.
Yeah,
and cashed out for $8 million,
big time. Yeah, and that's chicken feed to him now. he's a venture capitalist now, and I came up with 5 ideas sitting at the table. I haven't heard from him yet on any of my ideas. I think he's missing the boat.
You know, this book is, for a radio person, it's a must-read. But for a non-radio person, it's also a must-read. And a non-radio person that I know read the book, read my copy of the book, and said, which is great. It's like it's written like a novel.
It is. Now, he did a novelistic approach. He told me he was going to do that. But, like, at one point, there's a story in there. This is not a funny story necessarily, but he was talking about, he called me and read a passage from the book. And it was about me driving from Memphis to Jackson, Mississippi. And he starts describing a thunderhead that was moving in. And I said, hey, I didn't tell you about a thunderhead. I mean, how do you know about a thunderhead moving in? He said, well, I found this out. An author actually works at it. He called and a friend of mine down that talked about the weather that time of year, wow, what normally happened. And as he was describing it to me, I'm thinking, you know, I think I do see a thunderhead. And pretty soon, I believed it.
It is so well researched.
He took liberties like that. There were a couple of things in there where I had remember the ex-girlfriend I had who was, can we say hooker on the air here?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Who was...
they'd fire you, not me.
So she was taking stuff out of my apartment and when I was supposed to be working and I was talking to Arthur Griffith, but he made it Len King. And I said, well, now I was talking to another guy. And he said, well, we don't want to introduce a new character right here. And so some of that stuff is going on in there, but mostly it's all, my life is a work of fiction.
The author of the book started calling me, it seemed like a couple of years ago.
Greg Hoard, yeah, terrific writer.
Hours.
He wrote the Joe Nuxall book.
He talked hours on end about you and the Wacky years, and you and I met each other from the time you came to Wacky in 1969, and have known each other since.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would tell him something, he would almost use that little snippet in his head talking to another colleague and bring that up and get another idea.
He would get different versions of everything that happened, and then he would call me, and my version was always totally different. For instance, in high school, I had a fight with the toughest guy in school by the name of Tiller. And he had a brother who was two brothers that died in prison, you know. And so this guy was a tough guy. But somehow in this fight, I just, according to my friends, I beat the stink out of this guy. And I'm thinking, I don't remember it that way. I remember me winning maybe a little bit. But now I'm thinking, what if he reads this book and comes up here and kicks my butt?
Well, yeah, that could happen.
I know, and I'm a move.
And you know, he's lived in Memphis all these years, and being surviving Memphis all these years, you're,
yeah, he's a lot tougher than I am.
No doubt.
It was all smoke and mirrors.
Speaking of Memphis, Elvis, you knew some Elvis people, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I was. Elvis picked me up hitchhiking once. I was
really.
It's in the book. Voices in my head.
How did I miss that?
Oh, I've told you. I didn't tell you that story.
No, let me hear it.
You ready?
Ready.
I'm David Welch and myself. We are 14 or 15 years old, and we are hitchhiking on a not too busy street, but and this black Chevrolet panel truck goes by us. I look up and I see Elvis driving this beat up old truck. And as he goes by, I turn to David. I said, David, that was Elvis. And David said, kid, I can't be Elvis driving that. He wouldn't be driving that truck. I think, man, I swear, I thought it was Elvis. And so he turned in and a little block up the street. And I thought, well, no, I guess he wouldn't be turning in here if it was Elvis. And then about 2 minutes later, it pulled out again about a block down from us. I said, that's Elvis. He's going to pick us up. And so as he pulled up, and, you know it's Elvis, so I'm thinking, I got to say something cool. So I run, and you don't call shotgun then because you want to sit next to Elvis.
Yeah.
So I jumped in, sat next to him. David jumps in. I looked at him, and I said, you're
Elvis,
aren't you?
That's my soul. What's wrong with me?
You're Elvis. No, that's all I could think. And so he ended up taking us all the way to our houses. But here's something funny that happened on the way. We're driving, and there's a couple of girls walking down the street. And Elvis said, hey, man, watch this. And he has a window down. He sticks his head out and goes, hey, baby. And this girl walked right into a telephone pole. And Elvis says, hey, man, you see that? And then he was telling us about his movie. Well, I told this story for a long time. And after like 20 years of telling this story, Carol said, you know, that's probably just something else you made up. And now you believe it. Well, I kind of believe that. I thought maybe I did make that up. I don't. I think it's really true. We had a high school reunion after that, and I saw David there and Carol standing next to me, and I said, Carol, I'm not going to say a word about that Elvis thing when we see Dave. Let's see if he brings it up. She knows I hadn't talked to him. And so, you know, he walks up. We're talking about 5 or 10 minutes, and Dave turned to me. Hey, remember that time Elvis picked us up?
Hey.
And I said, woohoo, it is a true story.
Gary rules. The Big E on Wacky.
Can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No sirree-o. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm.
This silver souvenir. W-A-K-Y.
Wacky, and I'm Johnny Randolph with former Wacky DJ Gary Burbank. Let me tell us where the book signing is going to be for tomorrow. It's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Okay, there you go. We don't know, folks, but as soon as we find out, you'll hear it first.
No, it's going to be at right Summit, it's Summit Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, 4100 Summit Plaza.
Summit Barnes Plaza, Noble,
Gene Snyder, I-65.
At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Be there.
Book. Be there. Hardcover book. How many pages is this thing?
341. Started off at 500, but they had to take a little out. Because it was just too hard to put in your pocket.
So, for those of you who know Gary, come by tomorrow night and see him.
And you'll be there too, right?
Oh, I'll be there.
And Johnny will be there. That's great. When I heard that, I wouldn't miss it. I begged him to do it.
I mean, no, this is your thing. I mean, I'll be there in the corner, but I mean, this is your
no,
thing.
No, you
but
won't.
I'm
you'll
just
be right there.
Tickled to death to be
well,
there.
Well, I'm just going to be out there signing books, and I thought maybe you and I would have a little question-answer thing and talk a little about Wacky in the old days and some of the great guys that were on Wacky, Mason Lee, Weird Beard, and all of them.
The translation.
Dude Walker.
Translation. If there's a question and answer, don't bring your underage kids.
That's right.
Mamas, lock up your daughters.
No, because we are going to, we'll finesse.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
We'll finesse
some of the answers. No one's going to ask about that stuff, I think. I mean, about some of the things we did in that studio.
Gary, you had too much.
Like mooning people.
You had too much
people
faith.
People on 4th Street would drive by and moon us, and usually they'd get mooned back.
Yeah, of course. And then we play that great song, There's a Moon Out Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That was a long time ago, John.
Yes, all right. More with Gary Burbank coming up. W-A-K-Y, Bob and Sherry Toby, Right Stop RV. They got this R-Pod, which is a towable, minivan towable thing. Got to see this thing to believe it. Nobody else has one. Right Stop RV does. I-65, south of Louisville, like I said, 112. Toll free, 866-955-7484.
This traffic update is brought to you by AutoZone, and we've got a crash now down between Blankenbaker and Hurstbourne Parkway. It's actually cleared out of your roadway, but waiting for wreckers still causing a little bit of action, a little slow traffic there. We had a one-car crash. The vehicle slid off the ramp, 64 westbound ramp to Hurstbourne Parkway. 71 south of the Waterson, trying to clean up a crash there. We have loads of problems on the secondary streets. An accident to Bardstown at Bashford Lane. We've got a wreck on 10th at Broadway, Poplar Level at Produce, New LaGrange at Cantor Chase, Beulah Church Road at Fern Creek, and also an accident reported on Taylorsville at Hurstbourne Parkway.
103.5 WAKY welcomes Titanic, the artifact exhibition to the Louisville Science Center. Finally, the legend surfaces as you learn the real story of the Titanic and those who made her first and final voyage. View over 150 recovered artifacts in this one-of-a-kind exhibition. Keep listening to Wacky Radio to win tickets and find out more online at WAKY1035.com. Broadcasting from the Alex Montgomery on 44.com studios, you're just seconds away from more Wacky Oldies.
Wacky Radio Weather.
Brought to you by Howard's Construction. Psalm 127:1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Howard's Construction, building by God's grace, at 270-735-1663. Or take your virtual tour online at howardsconstruction.com.
And Wacky Kentucky and weather, including Germantown, E-Town, and Cloverport. We will see an 80% chance of rain today, and we are 70% tonight, low 45, high 50. And for the Wacky Weekend, slight chance of Saturday rain, fair on Sunday, 51 and 34, now 52 at WAKY.
Wacky Radio.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Brought to you by Woodland Gallery.
ABC News Now, I'm Daria Albinger. A couple of years ago, a 10,000 Dow, no big deal. Times have changed, though, and the index crossed that mark for the first time in about a year today, and it still is above the 10K mark as we head towards the close. President Obama says his Federal Recovery Act will put people back to work.
We are moving in the right direction. Our economy is in better shape today than it was when I took office.
President toured a parkway project in Fairfax County, Virginia. Senate Democrats are merging two health care reform bills into a single bill. Majority Leader Harry Reid hopes to bring to the floor next week. Republicans say they will fight any measure with a public option. There's another school suspension involving a pocket knife. This one involves an Eagle Scout in Troy, New York, who was suspended from his high school for bringing a two-inch knife onto school grounds. Matthew Whalen kept the knife in his car, and now he says he's concerned the suspension will hurt his chances of getting accepted to West Point. This is ABC News.
This is the legendary WAKY, Radcliffe, Louisville.
WAKY, Louisville.
WAKY 341 at Gary Burbank, Derby
Yee. How you doing?
Good, yeah.
Good,
better. You never. WAKY 342 at Gary Burbank. Now the Super 79. And you pick a winner, Wacky DJ Derby.
In just a little while.
And win 790. It happens at least once an hour. From
Wacky.
Alice Cooper. No more. Mr. Nice Guy.
Here he is, a man who never had a penny to his name, so he changed it.
You don't blame me, do you?
No. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Rockefeller.
4 o'clock. And the Super 79. See this wheel? And I'm stuck in the middle with you again.
What? There you go, and Gary Burbank, the way he did it, and Wacky in the 70s.
Hitting that post, man.
Hitting that post, as they say in radio.
We call that in radio, hitting the post is you talk until the guy starts singing or the girl starts singing. And John Randolph used to bring records in we'd never heard before, sit in his office and say, okay, try it now.
Yeah.
And we rarely missed even never hearing a song before. Every now and then he'd start a song that started with singing, and that would throw us a little.
People, to this day, ask me about you, they say, well, how did he do it? You know, I just look and I say, you know, I don't know.
You know, one time...
And I don't.
I don't either. One time, remember Ronnie Oster with the Reds?
Yeah.
Ronnie, one time we were playing this little kid glove game down there, and he walks up to me, he says, how do you do all that? And I said, how do you go to your right? He said, yeah. I don't know. I said, I don't either. You just kind of do it.
This paint the picture here of how you did it, but this doesn't answer the question. I was on 1 to 3, and you came on after me at 3 mm-hmm. o'clock on the old wacky, and you would come running in the door about 2 minutes after 3, had a couple pieces of paper in your hand with notes on it.
Yeah.
Not a script or anything. It was not scripted, but just notes, I guess, thought starters or whatever. Mm-hmm. Back then, we played records. And the record, we had two turntables. So in other words, you know, if you're going to play another record, have another record.
Yeah, you couldn't be changing it while you're talking.
That's right, but you did a lot of times.
Yeah.
I'd
have a hamburger on the other turntable.
Here's how it works, folks. The song maybe has 20 seconds left. Before Gary turned on the microphone, he'd realize that 20 seconds left and say, oh, shoot. And then come on and do your thing. While you're doing your thing, get another record ready to go mm-hmm. and the whole thing. All these different voices, like voices in my head, the title of the book, and do it and somehow make it happen. And there's no explanation as to how you did it. The fact is you just did it.
Yeah, if you thought about it, you could never do it.
I know.
And so you just kind of went on and just started letting it happen. And I think it becomes second nature. I'm watching you today. And if you set me in your chair right now, I wouldn't know how to do this anymore. Now, I mean, I could probably do some talk, but I would have a tough time moving from one thing to the other.
Sure, it's a different animal.
But it takes a little time and a little rhythm, a little timing. It's like being a drummer and having two bass drums and only one arm.
You are in town for a book signing, which will be tomorrow night at Barnes & Noble at 4100 Summit Plaza.
I'd love to see some old friends come out. Yeah,
that'd be great. And the book is there. Book not written by you, but Greg Horde, mm-hmm. who did a marvelous job. In a broad brush, the book is kind of in three. Here's three parts of the book. See if you can go along with me on this. The first part is you growing up in Memphis, going mm-hmm. into the Army, then getting into radio. Worked at some small stations because this is a self-taught profession.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I mean, people, what are the qualifications to be in radio? I used to always tell them, you got to at least finish the third grade.
There you go.
I mean, if you don't finish the third grade, pal, I mean, you're not there.
Well, you do the Memphis thing, do the Army thing.
And I was a musician in the Army, too.
That's right.
And I carried a paintbrush around.
And you get married, married to Martha, who is now deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Tough circumstances there when you came to Louisville because, you know, wacky was a big step for you, really.
I've been working in a toilet, literally, for Plow Incorporated and I and WMPS in Memphis, and they did not want their DJs to be seen. They somehow thought we were below, you know, whale expert.
Or heard.
Well, you know, not much.
Heard. Not much.
And I would say, well, when I'm off the air, they want me to stay in the station 2 hours in case I have to voice something. Where do I stand? They said, well, you can't come in the lobby. We don't want people to see you. Well, maybe I should go across the street. No, you have to be here. I ended up standing in the bathroom.
And Wacky was just the opposite.
And I came to Wacky, and it was all oriented toward the on-the-air guys.
Riding
and
a motorcycle up and down the hall, which you did.
In fact, that's how I learned to ride a motorcycle, was up and down the hallway of Wacky.
But the thing about it is that Martha was not into the Louisville thing.
No, not at all.
It was not into Memphis.
But it chronicles radio, I think, from the standpoint of what you just said, is it's how tough it is to actually, you know, work your way around into a position. You don't have to go to New York. You can, but you want to get into a lifestyle that suits you, and it's tough in radio because you get in that lifestyle that happened to me in Louisville at one point, and then this nutcase came in to manage the station.
Yeah.
And I knew that we were not going to get along, and I mean, I could try as hard as I wanted to, and it wasn't going to happen, and so I had to make another move, and that's the nature of radio.
It
I think it's a little better today, I think. I see more salesmen moving in and out than I do DJs now.
Yeah, who would have thought? But it points out very well, the first part of the book about Memphis, and you and Martha have a son, Sean, who lives in Louisville.
Sean's in Louisville. He is an accountant with about 40 or 50 accounts under him. I want a blood test. That boy's doing way too well. And way too
well,
smart.
You devoted a lot of time to him, and people don't know
I'm so
this
proud of him.
Because you and I were neighbors at St. James Court during the time when you and Martha, you were trying to make it work, but she wanted to be in Memphis. You know, here you got a kid. What do you want to do? And you've got a radio career.
But how many other guys? I mean, I was just one of a thousand radio guys that went through this very thing.
That is true, but you didn't throw in the towel. Say, okay, you keep the kid. I'll send you some child support. And by the way, folks, you got to get the book and find out how he got Martha refrigerator. But that's another story. Then it goes from growing up in Memphis. It goes into the wacky years, which are my favorite.
I think that's mine too. And when people ask me about radio, your favorite station, I always say wacky because it was. I had more fun at wacky, and in Louisville, which I still regard even more than Memphis as my hometown. I mean, when I come back here, I just look around and I'm so happy to be here. And it just comes second nature to me to look around
it's
Louisville
a great
and
city.
Feel comfortable.
Well, and if the third part of the book is you at WLW in Cincinnati for 25 plus years mm-hmm. and retired, be 2 years this December 31st.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I told you I would say something about you've been a musician all along. I'm going to surprise you here.
Oh, yeah?
And you probably haven't thought about this in a long time. I got an email the other day from a listener, and he said, how'd you get those guys to sing wacky at the start of their song? And I emailed him back, and I said, well, here's what really happened. I said, Gary Burbank, who has always been a musician, took an idea to do that, went out to the Alan Martin Recording Studios in J-Town, and would put together various and assorted musicians to do that.
Usually Denny Lyle and Ron Reed. That's
the late Denny Lyle and
Charlie Richards.
And on and put it together. There's probably you on there somewhere. And if you
I was in there a little bit too, yeah.
But this is kind of hard to explain, but this is what we're talking about. Now, listen to this. Well, there you go. That is Rare Earth. And beginning that song where they're singing wacky on there, that is a Gary Burbank creation. And we don't know who's even on it.
I don't even remember.
Do you? You know,
no, I kind of remember doing some stuff out there a lot. And I'm thinking the Wolf Brothers, maybe. I'm sure Denny or Ron or somebody. And maybe Ronnie. Oh, God. Well, you know, when it seems like every city that I've been in, I end up hanging out with musicians. I guess when you are,
like I said, you've always been a musician
myself, and in radio, of course, you come across a lot of guys and stuff like that. That's one reason I got into radio. I see the disc jockeys at these places that I was playing earlier on, and they always seem to have the best looking girls and stuff. I said, well, let me try that.
Maybe I'll pick me up a guitar here.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy me a guitar, put it in tune, I'll be rocking and rolling soon.
No, it's the DJ for some reason.
Actually,
the DJ that I'm thinking of, there was a gig for the Heart Fund. It's in the book. And I remember as the Marquees, we played a job to help out, played it for, less money. It came time to get our money at the end of the night. The last thing I saw was the taillights on the DJ with the money going over a hill in Somerville, Tennessee. And I thought, now that's who I want to be. I want to be him. I don't want to be me standing here wishing I had my money.
I was down Club 68 and 11, or actually 11 and
that was
had,
fun. We
had
used
a
to go
reunion.
Down. Yeah.
But Club 68, the facility is not there anymore. Golden Horseshoe is a vacant, I think. But so they had me come down there for Ham Days, which is an annual thing in Marion, Lebanon, in Marion County. And
Hylene George.
They wanted me to tell a Hylene George story, mm-hmm. and there's many, many of them. He was the mayor that owned the club and took the money at the front, had a little cigar in his mouth, and, how you doing, bar?
Hello there.
Stuff like that. One night, he wanted the band to play at 9 o'clock. He wanted the disc jockey there at 9. Not 9:02, but 9.
9 o'clock.
And the band that he had started late. They weren't that good, dance band. And so he was upset. He went out and got their fee, say it was $400. He got all that money in small change, nickels, dimes, stuff like that, put it in buckets, And he and his co-workers, shall we say, toward the end, threw the money on the stage of the band.
There's your
money. Made him pick it up. There's your money. Pick it up. Get out of here.
I did a character based on him.
No, big fat balding guy with a stubby cigar in his mouth, his pants half zipped, and this time I'm being honest with you.
That's, and he caught me on that. I got a legal type letter from an attorney.
Oh,
and,
really?
It looked like I was being sued. I'm like, oh my God. And then on the last page, it was like, gotcha.
Oh, my God.
Eileen loved it. He thought it was funny. But he knew. But he knows exactly who you're doing there.
Eileen is deceased now.
He was a wonderful man.
He was. Great guy, man. He always treated me right.
He had a bidet in his house. Very first time I'd ever seen one.
Yeah.
Come here. Look at this here.
I know.
Take a look at here.
Thank God.
Hey, turn that nozzle there.
Can you get it right in the face?
I know.
I thought,
man, I'm kind of tall. I had to bend down that low to get a drink. Well, folks, you can see and feel the difference. A double hung window can make your home and your wallet this winter. You can slice your high energy bills up to 30% or more with TrueFit windows, $188, transferable warranty included. How about an estimate? 1-877-8-TRUEFIT or visit truefitwindows.com. Before I get to traffic, I got to say one more time, book signing tomorrow night, Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, be there. Yeah,
Be there.
7 o'clock at Summit Plaza.
Gary Burbank and I get carried away. You know how that goes. And I forget to mention that, so consider it mentioned.
This traffic update is brought to you by Carfax. Still a slippery, sloppy mess out there. We've got a crash on Gene Snyder North at I-64. I'm Joy Barge, WAKY Traffic.
103.5 WAKY welcomes the Eddie Miles Elvis Tribute Show, an intimate solo performance of America's best-loved music. Eddie Miles' salute to Elvis and country superstars at the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center on Friday, October 16th. Eddie Miles. Win tickets weekday mornings at 7:10 with the Wacky Rewinder.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right, you.
And get registered for the grand prize in the 8, 1, 4, and 7 o'clock hours weekdays. And you'll be sitting up front at the show. You'll dine at Pesto's, great Italian eats, and delicious sweets. And after the show, you'll rest comfortably at the Holiday Inn Express in Elizabethtown. The grand prize drawing will be Thursday, October 15th at 7:10 a.m. You must be listening to win. Read about it online.
WAKY1035.com.
The concerts from Wacky Radio.
1 mile west of I-65 on the outer loop in Louisville.
And Wacky Kentucky and a weather including Germantown Valley Station and Lively Shively. 80% chance of rain today, 70% tonight, low 45, high 50. Wacky weekend, slight chance of Saturday rain, fair Sunday, 51, 34, now 52 at WAKY.
Wacky Radio.
Now it's time for the Gary Burbank Good Manners Guide to Teens.
Thank you.
Our first question, dear Mr. Burbank, how far should a guy go on the first date?
No farther than Shively.
How about the second date?
On the second date, you may speak to your date, although not directly to each other. Speak to her through a mutual friend or your dog.
Thank you.
WAKY 343 and Gary Burbank.
Gary
W-A-K-Y. WAKY Derby Eve weather. Sunny, mild today, tomorrow. High of 69. Clear tonight. A low of 45 for Derby Day. Tomorrow's high is 72. Precipitation chance near zero today, tonight, and tomorrow. So you're going to get a terrible sunburn out in the infield. I know it is.
Gary Burbank, the way he did it when he was on Wacky back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of questions that people ask me, they say, well, golly, you got Wacky back here, you got Burbank. I was there. They asked me, they say, well, you got Burbank and
your old Duke of Louisville.
Duke of Louisville and Calhoun and a weird beard. They said, boy, I bet you those guys at each other's throat the whole time. And I say, you won't believe this, but no.
No, we were the
best. There was not an ego problem. And people in radio to this day don't believe that.
Yeah, it was like a really bunch of great guys, and you would think that. I mean, you would think
really
that
would.
It would
yeah.
be like, me, let's talk about me, but we were like more into just being irascible.
You, and I was glad to say this on air, you were the biggest cheerleader for Wacky.
Yeah.
Of any of them. You really were. I mean, it's a fact. And I mean,
still am.
You know, you still are, and you can talk about the fact that, you know, well, no one has ever had higher ratings in the afternoon since I think a guy named Jack Sanders in the early 60s.
Yeah, he was great.
But other than that, no one has ever come close to
Tim Tyler had a 99 one time on a Sunday night. He still talks about that. I haven't seen him
nobody
in
else
five
played
years.
Music at the time.
Remember Timmy Tyler, folks? Timmy Tyler. He was Tim had a 99 on a Sunday. You talked to Tim for 5 minutes about Wacky. You know, one time I had a 99.
Yeah, there you go. This book I'm talking about,
Voices in My Head,
Voices
by
in
Greg
My
Horde.
Head by Greg Horde. It's about Gary Burbank and
radio.
And radio, and it's just a fun book. It's not a DJ only book. You know,
no.
guys get kind of hung up on that.
Some of you, if you're a gold brick in the Army, you'll relate to the story about how I used to carry around a paintbrush all the time. And because I had to figure out some way, because I wasn't very good at anything. And if you walk around the motor pool with a paintbrush in your hand, and a lieutenant or a sergeant says, "Hey, Purser." Yeah, that's my real name.
Yeah.
I go, "Yeah." And I just hold up the paintbrush. They go, "Oh, never mind." I did that for 2 years. Didn't do a thing. Just walked around with a paintbrush.
The book is very well done in that it explores your whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And you retired on top of your game in Cincinnati. And it's one of those things that a guy just picked the idea and did it. That's what's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he
interviewed you probably countless hours. Mm-hmm. He talked to me for a long time and put this whole thing together. And where I'm going with this, about 6-8 weeks ago, you and I and the writer of the book, Greg, had dinner in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And you at the time had not read the book yet. It hadn't been out yet.
No, I'm waiting
and
for it.
And I had neither had it
actually.
And so you probably read the book, I'm guessing, maybe 2 weeks before I did.
Maybe, pretty close. It came out. In fact, I didn't get a chance to see it before it came out because Doc, who worked with me at LW for 18 years, said, "Don't let Gary see it, because if you let him see it, you'll never get it out. He'll want to change this, want to change that."
That is true.
And the only reason I didn't change things before I went on the air at Wacky was because I had to go on the air. So from 10 o'clock that morning until 3 o'clock that afternoon, I was thinking, "I'll say it this way. No, say it this way. Try this." And then pretty soon it just came up. You had to do it.
Now, Barnes & Noble have the book.
They have the book, yeah.
You will be there tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
And you'll be there tomorrow night with me.
I'll be there with you, absolutely.
We'll answer all your questions, and you'll say, "Gosh, you guys seemed a lot younger back in those days."
Duh. If we'd have known we were going to live this long, we'd take better care of ourselves.
I would have. I even tried.
We talk about you as a musician. You know all these Booker T and the MGs guys. I got a Booker T song here ready to go.
That was Steve and Duck. Now, this was probably, I couldn't remember before, but Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn, myself, Charlie Freeman. Remember the guy that wrote, "Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys"?
Yeah, yeah.
Ed Bruce.
Big Ed Bruce.
Ronnie the Daytonas. Yeah. There's B.B. Cunningham. "Hi, Preach Me, Our Friend. Let It All Hang Out." He was in my high school band.
Wow.
I mean, this was the rock and roll high school. Half these guys went into music. The other half went into prison. And the guys in prison learned to play better than the guys in music for a while.
We're talking Memphis here.
Memphis.
Where Gary was raised before he came to Louisville. And here's Steve Cropper and all the guys you talked about.
Yep,
I guess
his
signature song, right?
Yeah,
you know, Hip Hugger.
Yeah, hip. Oh, yeah.
One More Time. That is Hip Hugger. They're from Memphis. Billy, not Billy, Booker T. The MGs.
Billy T.
Going back too far. Billy T. And Gary Burbank knew all those guys. Let's talk a little bit, Gary, about this.
Wacky.
That thing
there. Yeah.
You know, that was...
There was a little red button you used to have on the board.
Yeah.
And when
you would push it. Still, I mean, times have changed. But the thing is, people will say, and these are radio people now, "Oh, but you went to Memphis," or not Memphis, but Dallas, and had a recording studio do that. No. It's you and me and two girls, Martha, the secretary, the receptionist, and Brenda, the sales secretary. And we did that thing in two takes.
We overdubbed a couple times.
Yeah. The first one, either you coughed or I coughed.
Yeah.
And we had no idea that that thing would
But things like that hold up a long time usually happen that way. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we'll throw this out there, and all of a sudden, everybody just, you know, it just jumped out of the radio at you. Wacky!
It did. Yeah. It did. We had no idea what was being created.
No.
At the time. Another guy, I can't even mention, I guess I can't mention this guy's name. His name is Terry. He's in radio here.
Oh, yeah, he's a good boy.
You got him in radio. Basically, you didn't say you need to get into radio.
Uh-huh.
But he hung around a radio station and did his thing. At Wacky.
Got he was a Bailey devotee, too. He used to learn. He learned a lot from him. Well, we all did. I mean, Bill Bailey, to me, was maybe one of the most enjoyable guys I ever listened to on the radio, because I never knew if he was going to be on his hands and knees in front of the microphone praying that God strikes his wife dead with cancer, which he did one day.
Do you know one time?
We could tell some Bailey stories all day.
One time, the Wacky, now you got to understand this, folks, the transmitting facility is hardly ever at the studio. Hmm. And the old Wacky AM transmitting facility was in J-Town in a field, four towers.
Yeah.
And there was a fire out there, not in the building, but in the field at one time. And it came across a news report and the news guy saying, fire at the Wacky transmitting station in Jefferson Town, use caution, blah, blah, blah. Bailey comes on and starts praying and asking, talking to the good Lord, going on and on and on. And he said, you know, if there's a God in heaven, please allow the flames to consume this rock and roll sewer.
This rock and roll sewer needs to go down to Haiti.
There you go. Like I said, it's a chief. We know we're going to live this long. We take better care of ourselves. It's a wonder we survived the whole thing, huh?
I don't know.
And your Wacky is still the one. Bobby Sherry Toby, a Ride Stop RV, announced the arrival of the all-new lightweight R-Pod. This camper is minivan towable, and Ride Stop RV is the R-Pod place. Got to see this thing south of Louisville. Exit 112 off I-65, toll-free 866-955-7484.
Well, trying to clear up this earlier wreck on the Waterson westbound at Breckenridge. At this point, it looks like traffic's getting by there pretty well. Looks to be out of the roadway. This update is brought to you by Catholic Elementary School. Still putting a cleanup final touches on the wreck on 71 South at the Waterson. We've had a crash at 2nd Street at Oak, 1st Street at Jefferson, Outer Loop at Nolta Meyer, a crash out in Okolona, Poplar Level at Thruston Avenue, there's a crash. And Archdiocese of Louisville Catholic Schools remind you that elementary school open houses are coming up October 21st. For more information, go to archlouschools.org. I'm Troy Barch, WAKY Traffic.
Here's where you'll find the Wacky Air personalities. Johnny Randolph will be at Gary Burbank's book signing Thursday, 7 o'clock, Barnes & Noble location, Summit Plaza. Come on by, get an autographed copy of Gary's new book, Voices in My Head. Les Cook's at the Colonial Interior's new Benjamin Moore Signature Store in E-Town, Friday, 11 to 1 p.m. Win Wacky T-shirts, Derby Dinner Playhouse tickets, and get free food. Look for Mike Cummins Friday at the Glendale Crossing Warm-Up featuring a street dance with music with Donnie Dynamite of the Dynamos. It's free, and the music starts at 6:30. The Wacky Jocks will be at the White Castle Monarchs Trick or Beat Party. Halloween night, the In Place Hotel, Hurstmore Lane, I-64 in Louisville. Dance and music of the Monarchs. Eat all the White Castles and rings you want and enter the costume contest. Tickets available at White Castle.
All Wacky DJs are compensated for each appearance because they're worth it.
Broadcasting from the Alex Montgomery on 44.com studios. You're just seconds away from more wacky oldies.
Wacky radio weather.
Brought to you by Howard's Construction.
Visit all six of the model homes at Cowley Crossing. Dixie Highway to Highway 220, right on Wilson Road. Cowley Crossing is 1 mile on the left. For more info, visit CowleyCrossing.com. CowleyCrossing.com. Don't miss your chance to experience the dream of living in a Howard home. The coffee is always on.
And Wacky Kentucky and the weather is on for Germantown, Simpsonville, and New Albany. We'll see an 80% chance of rain tonight, 70 tomorrow. High will be 50, low 45. Wacky weekend. Slight chance of Saturday rain, good for Sunday, 51 and 34. Now, 52, it's WAKY.
Wacky Radio.
Five's WAKY, slip sliding away. Well, Gary Burbank has been here since probably about 3 o'clock. Gary, yeah, man, former afternoon DJ at Wacky, went on a 25-plus career at WLW in Cincinnati, won more awards, national awards, than you probably even know.
And it's CKLW.
And all that stuff.
Where you would go in and you would say,
hello.
And he came out, the Big 8.
I wish they would do that here.
Well, you sound big, John. I listened to you come in a few times.
But anyway, Gary retired. Earl Pitts didn't, but Gary and some of his characters didn't retire.
No, actually, the characters did, except for Earl. Earl just keeps coming
Earl's
out.
Alive,
you know what makes me sick? And there he goes. Go. He's on about always between 150 and 200 stations, usually across the country.
And the big enchilada is this new book that's been written about you, and you're going to have a book signing tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble in Louisville.
And you'll be there with me. We're going to go over
there
at Barnes & Noble at Summit Plaza.
It's a great, it's a, you can't put it down. I mean, I couldn't put it down because you and I have known each other for
forever. People
say
that, you know, I thought it was going to be just, you know, the typical biography or autobiography where it's just on this date, so-and-so. But Greg Hort wrote it in a novelistic approach.
Great job.
Yeah, he did. He really did. He's very proud of it.
He should be.
He's a good guy.
And I know you are, too.
Greg Hort is from Louisville.
Yes.
Shepherdsville, in fact, isn't he?
Scottsburg, Indiana.
Scottsburg, you're right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, Scottsburg, Shepherdsville, there's so much alike.
Yep. Now, since the way you left Wacky, you reminded me of that, and your last day on Wacky, kind of recreate that as you were leaving.
Well, I wanted to leave a little different, and I was going to New Orleans, and I and Lynn King, myself, Jason O'Brien, and Marty Bass.
All former
Marty
Wacky Bass,
all
boys.
Former Wacky guys going down there. So I decided what I would do is I'd get killed on the air. But you have to be careful because Wacky had the open control room where you could see it from the street.
Yes.
And so if someone just driving by or walking by at the time, I think it was closed off then, right?
Yeah.
And so if someone's walking by and they just heard a guy gun me down on the air, they might come to the rescue, and some poor sales manager might have been walking in the door, getting their way. Yeah. And there were a couple that wouldn't hurt. So we had to basically let the police know. We ran disclaimers, the whole thing, and the guy started in on me about calling me a little after 3 o'clock, and it went on for 2 or 3 hours. And finally, the guy, I'm in the middle of something, and it happened so fast, and that's why it sounded so real. I'd led up to it. And we would say, we ran a promo saying, this is a dramatization.
But nobody heard that.
No, they didn't see they did. It's sort of like War of the Worlds, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
Hey, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Right.
And like, so then the guy runs in the door and like, wait, you're the, and then it was, and I'm doing the voice of the other guy too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And so he shoots me down, and then Lee Masters, who's going to, you know, rushes in the control room as the guy runs out and takes me in his arms, and you hear a heart beating. And even then people are thinking, you know, oh my God, they gunned him down. You wouldn't hear a heart beginning and a song playing in the background. And so we got flooded with calls.
Oh, yeah.
And the police were flooded with calls and threatened us if we ever did something like that again. But I knew I wouldn't because I was out of there.
There you go. And I had to stay around.
Again, another time, Johnny Randolph had to sweep up after Garrett.
But it was great radio.
Yeah, it worked out good. Yeah, it's still it something that people will... a lot of guys in radio, they'll bring this. There's an album with air checks from all over the country, and that's always the one that's on there. And they always want me to sign this, you know.
And you can find the thing on 79WAKY.com. There's a lot of Gary Burbank stuff on that.
Oh, cool.
That our pal John Quincy.
John's been great.
John is a Lexington native, never worked in Louisville. He is in radio in Charleston, South Carolina, has been for 20 some years. But he got into radio because of you. It was just. He thought, man, I hear this guy on the radio. And that was it. So 79WAKY can do that. Let me tell about the book thing one more time. We've got the Summit Plaza, Barnes & Noble, tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
And Johnny will be with me, and we'd love to see if you have a chance to stop by and say howdy.
Great book.
A lot of old friends I'd like to see. You know, it'd be great.
Well, after two years of this station being on the air on FM, you and I have talked and said, yeah, you know, we get together on the air.
What do you say? We're going to talk about, you know.
And so it finally happened.
Tell that story about when Gary Puckett was...
Yeah. Gary Puckett in the Union.
You remember when I was, we used to have to do emceeing events. It was to help promote the radio station.
Sure.
I'll do the Gary Puckett thing.
Okay.
And this was typical of a wacky jock. We didn't really care. I mean, you know, we cared about how do I look? And so I went out as Wonder Mother, this character I was doing with the Wolf Brothers, I think it was.
Yeah.
I did a song or two, and then I went backstage, and Gary Puckett and those guys were backstage, and they didn't know, you know, who I was from Adam. And so I got backstage, went back, changed out of my stuff, and I was standing around backstage as Gary Puckett was finishing his first song. Someone screwed up the organ or something, and all of a sudden Gary Puckett comes running, shoo, back out, and he said, you know, and he sees me, and he runs up to me, goes, if you don't get that organ fixed, we're walking. And I said, you know, I think you should. I think you should just bolt out of here right now. And the crowd's clapping, wanting more. What do you mean? And it was Trig Black's thing.
Yeah.
Remember Trig?
Oh, my God, is Burbank telling him that?
Yeah, that's it.
And so that was basically the attitude and the fun that kind of went on in those days.
Or to paraphrase you, if now you say, whatever happened to Gary Puckett? And remember the answer you would say? Nothing.
Nothing. Now, he was great. He did some great stuff.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
This time I'm being honest with you, John.
There you go. Yeah. Gary, appreciate it. Thanks for coming
down.
Thank you,
John. I had a great time. And to be all wacky again is very cool. W-A-K-Y.
There you go.
I want to say it one time.
Well, here, how about this?
Wacky.
See, that's Gary Burbank carved in stone right there.
W-A-K-Y, wacky.
Brought to you by Elizabethtown Diagnostic Imaging.
ABC News Now, I'm Daria Aldinger. A couple years ago, a 10,000 Dow was nothing to cheer.